Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning at 9 o'clock, and by the end of the meeting, the Board could adopt a new marijuana cultivation ordinance. The zoning ordinance would govern where and how much medicinal marijuana can be grown outdoors and by whom. If passed, the new ordinance would go into effect after 30 days. The supervisors are also expected to authorize a grant application to Caltrans for $100,000 that would be used by the County Planning and Building and Public Works Departments. The grant would be matched by the Redwood Community Action Agency to be used to identify and address transportation needs across the county. The planning program would involve direct community involvement, update antiquated roadway designs, and plan for future build-out so that they meet community needs. The supervisors will also discuss and are expected to approve a proposal from the treasurer's office to have $10 million in Headwaters funds invested outside the county investment pool. The board approved the proposed investment plan in May and also approved the necessary amendments to the Headwaters charter to implement the new investment strategy. The establishment of the Headwaters Investment Fund would separate the money from the county investment pool to be invested in other funds at the board's approval. Treasurer John Bartholomew said that the new investment strategy will bring in a higher rate of return than the fund currently gets. Residents up and down the North Coast, including your reporter, were left without cell phone service, working ATMs, and transaction interruptions at grocery and retail stores after a cell phone tower went down somewhere in the county on Monday. Service to affected customers was restored at just past 9 o'clock last night. That wasn't the only communications problem yesterday. The Coast Guard lost its ability to respond to a distress calls from mariners at sea after its communication system went down. The Coast Guard said in a press release that C-130s from Sacramento were dispatched to our region to provide long-range relay capabilities from mariners at sea due to the loss of communication capabilities. Secondary means of communication were established by Station Humboldt Bay. Eureka Police Officer Chris Jenkins will be honored at Winship Middle School tonight for his work as the school resource officer and the coordinator of the department's Explorer program. The 22nd District PTA will present the award to Officer Jenkins for his work as a protector, educator, and counselor of students. Jenkins has twice volunteered for the position as the school resource officer. The sheriff's office is searching for the suspect who was seen spray painting graffiti on the exterior walls of the New Hope Church of God in McKinleyville on Saturday night. The vandal also spray-painted the Abundant Life Center across the street from the church, and damage to both buildings is estimated at more than $1,000. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Arcata police are asking for the public's help in locating an at-risk missing person. 55-year-old Randy Markin was last seen in the early morning hours on Friday in Arcata. Markin is an adult white male, 6'3", 230 pounds, with gray hair. He was last seen wearing a t-shirt, jeans, and a long leather coat, and he wears glasses and uses an electric wheelchair. Anyone with information is asked to contact Arcata Police. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There are two races for city council seats in the city of Eureka, and we had the chance to speak with all four candidates. Natalie Arroyo is one of those candidates, and she is running against Councilmember Chet Albin, who was appointed in December to fill out the term in the 5th Ward. Arroyo spoke to us about the key issues the city faces and also gave some insight into why she chose to run for a seat on the city council.
Well, I'd been thinking about it for a while, but I did buy my house in the 5th Ward last December. So as a new homeowner who's invested in Eureka, I wanted to see our city have a thriving economy and continue to be a really beautiful neighborly community, which is why I wanted to invest in this area. I also want to see more young working people be a part of making decisions for our future. And I just think I have the energy, skills, and work ethic to do the job well.
Arroyo highlighted her experience not only in the Coast Guard, but also with the Redwood Community Action Agency, with providing her with a strong foundation to run for council, and that she brings a unique skill set to the race.
I have some different work experience than the current council members, a lot of planning of trails and infrastructure in our area, as well as working collaboratively with agencies that do land management and provide funding. A lot of that boring but important stuff like permitting and things like that.
Natalie Arroyo is one of four candidates running for seats on the Eureka City Council, and you can hear her entire interview at our website, KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.